Last fall, the city council turned over the Wing Point property to the Salt Lake International Airport. The council had already determined the city's golf fund was losing money, and the Federal Aviation Administration had ordered the city to begin paying fair market value for the property rather than the $1 per year rent it had been paying. Airport spokeswoman Nancy Vollmer said the airport couldn't afford to run the golf course either.
We were prepared to assume the responsibility to maintain Wing Point. However, we really weren't in the position to assume financial losses of the operation of the golf course.
Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie Biskupski has asked the council to set aside roughly $60,000 in the upcoming budget to maintain the Wing Point greens while her office studies the possibility of reopening the course. Biskupski's chief of staff, Patrick Leary, says it's worth exploring how the FAA came to the conclusion that the city would have to pay fair market value for the property and if they would reconsider. He says members of Utah's congressional delegation may be willing to help with those conversations. City council members are divided on the issue, but Leary says the council has looked at the issue through the lens of making the golf fund sustainable.
The lens we're going to be looking at it from is from the economic engine that is the airport itself. Is this an amenity or an asset to the airport itself and the 22 million travelers who go through that airport every year?
The next public hearing for the 2016-2017 budget is May 24th. Nancy Vollmer says airport officials have requested a meeting with the FAA. Whitney Evans, KUER News.